Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 0.75 cents, December wheat up 0.25 cents, and November beans up 1¼ cents. Currently, the U.S. dollar is up 30 ticks. We're at 97.23, highest levels we've been at in quite some time. Crude oil is down 7 cents a barrel. Gold and silver just a little bit lower. Not a whole lot today. We'll get the export inspections at 10 o'clock. We did sell, I think it was 116,000 metric tons of corn here this morning. That went to unknown. I'd guess probably either South Korea, maybe Japan on that. But the corn exports have been really strong, and I expect them to continue for a while here. We're going to get some cold weather over the next couple of days, maybe even some freezes. I don't think it makes a big difference. We're pretty well, you know, into harvest here, and I think all it's going to do is really kill some weeds and make harvest maybe a little bit easier, but I don't see any real damage done out here. Flooding in North Carolina, I don't think it's going to have a major impact on grain prices out here, but they have had obviously some human consequences to the hurricane out on the East Coast, but as far as agriculture itself goes, the effects look like they'll be pretty minimal. We've got the crop progress tonight. It should show harvest moving along at a fairly good clip. Some delays out there. I still think we're going to be just a tad behind the averages, but you know, certainly well into harvest and no real problems out there. Tomorrow we get the production numbers. Most people believe that corn is going to be down a touch, but production may even be higher if they add acres. The soybeans, everybody's expecting a higher yield, which I would certainly agree with, but also good demand out there. But I still believe the carryouts are going to be, when it's all said and done, well over 400 million, even with all the Chinese buying that we've seen out here. So I'm certainly, you know, with the funds still long the beans, much more inclined to sell beans out here. As far as the corn goes, the funds are still massively short corn and wheat. Anything friendly out here will give this market a nice jump. So I'm guessing that, you know, long corn, short beans in tomorrow might work. But it's really anybody's guess out here. The dollar is certainly discouraging some exports out here at this point. The highest closing level we've seen in the U.S. dollar is just over 100. I think it was like 100.12 or 100.14, something like that. If we take that out, that would be the highest since about 2002 on the dollar, which could be a little bit oppressive for our export markets out here. So again, if we do get the funds to cover corn and wheat anytime, you know, between now and the end of the week, I'd certainly be looking to sell a good rally in the corn. Not so much in the wheat. I think the wheat's got some upside potential here. But I think for the report, maybe we can see bullish corn, bearish beans, bullish wheat, bearish beans, something along those lines. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.